You know, I believe this is why we have some problem, because we're doing something something we thought was God. Y'all quiet on me this morning. That's all right. But when we do, Jesus gave them what? Specific instruction. You go. He didn't tell them to go to the Gentile. Tell them to go to the Samaritan, because they weren't ready yet. But the Israelites was his own people. You go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You heal the sick. He didn't say go pray for the sick. He didn't say it. Who can do this? How many believers we got in the house? Let me see your hand. You mean that's all the believers I got? And I'm going to get the rest of y'all saved after it's over. You qualify. Because the name of Jesus belongs to you. See, we got to get rid of this condemnation in ourselves. We don't qualify because my name, I'm not a rep. Some of them rep need to go rep away. And I'm not putting nobody down because I ain't called no name. I'm just telling you what's out there. And it messing people's lives up when people ought to be walking in divine health. When people ought to be prospering. People ought to be saved. People ought to enjoy the benefit of talking in tongues. And they around talking about it of the devil. And they're the messed up people thinking. Got some of you scared to talk in tongues. And much of you heard it. My problem should be to stop you. That should be my problem. I can't get them to stop praying in tongues. That should be my problem. Well, I can't get them to stop. Man, every time, y'all calm down so I can preach a little while. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, maybe it's just God. But you know, I don't have that yet. People have messed people up. They're afraid of God and run with the devil. And that's the very person you ought to be away from and have no dealing with. You ought to have your mouth open every day. Oh, God, I worship you. Oh, I bless you. Ha, ha, ha. Blom, kesike, ronte, esta, mongliskite, legliskon, dologlosa. That ought to be a common thing with the believer. But you know what? We're scared of it because the lie has been told on God. And that's the very person he said, I'm sending to you, your dear friend, Holy Spirit. To live in you, not come around you, but to move in and live and help you and teach you, lead you and guide you. And you listen to all these lies. But I'm giving you some truth because I'm reading. You notice I've been reading this from the Bible? I didn't read somebody's literature that wrote. Even though you can find good literatures that people have written. But I'm giving this from the Bible. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 42:8 says, I'm Yahweh. This is the Passion Translation. That's my name. I will not give my glory to another God, nor my renown to idols. What are you saying? I'll not give my glory to another. And God said, I'll not give my fame and spread my name with another. God ain't going to spread his fame with idols. And if you get on idolatry, God ain't getting over there with you. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the prayer that Jesus prayed. and I think I can do this. In John 17, 20 to 23. I'm going to read this one in the Passion Translation. This is where I close. Glory to God. John 17, 20 to 23. What does it mean to be one with the Lord? What does it mean? Listen, now, ask you before I read it. You think Jesus prayed a prayer that the Father didn't answer? Listen to it. Can y'all get that, put that up? Don't have it. Working on it. John 17, 20 to 23. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Isn't it good to be free? I just told you this confessed up mind. And I ain't feeling guilty about it either. I'm free. Amen. Amen. Got some more. And I'm coming with it. You better. It's the old saying, say you better bet your bottom dollar. Okay. Or whatever. Because I'm determined to obey God in love. Because that's how Jesus ministered in love. He didn't condemn anybody, but he sure condemned sin in the flesh. Didn't he do it? But I got to move on. John 17, 20, 23. He said, I will ask, and I ask not only for these disciples, but also for all those who will one day believe in me through their message. I pray for them. I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one. What did he say? So what does it mean to be one with the Lord? Jesus prayed that we be joined together with them, Father, he, Father, and Jesus, as they are joined together. Do you think any kind of division among them? You think any kind of strife? Do you think any disagreement there? Huh? What do you think? And you know and I know we're the body of Christ. Should we be any different from them? Joined together as one. I pray for them to become one with us so that the world will recognize that you have sent me. For the very glory you have given to me. Are you listening? I have given them so that they will be joined together as one and do what? And experience the same unity that we enjoy. Ooh. Are y'all listening to this? If there's fussing and fighting and cussing and naming in God's household, in the throne of God, you husband, wives, and family that are born again, what in the world are you doing with that stuff in your household? What in the world are you doing with that? Is that all of it? Give me the next one. You live full in me. What did he say? You live fully in me. And I now live fully in them. So that they will do what? Experience perfect unity. And the world will be convinced. I'm pretty sure that's why the world is so confused, because they can't separate us from them.